This is the chat with Mrs. Burns's third grade.
I'm Jane.
I'm Kate.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Maggie.
I'm Arabella.
I'm Eliana.
And I'm Isabella.
And today our topic is different cultures. And
I'm going to talk about Native Americans. Many thousands of years before Christopher Columbus's ships landed in the Bahamas, a different group of people discovered America. The nomadic ancestors of modern Native Americans who hiked over a land bridge from Isa to is now Alaska, more than 12,000 years ago.
I am talking about the Mexican culture. First, I will talk about the tradition that they do, which is the Day of the Dead. They celebrate for 3 days. Those days are October 31st to November 2nd. Now I will talk about what they speak. Mexicans today speak Spanish. Spanish is spoken by 92.7% of the Mexican population.
And the message that we want to tell on this podcast is we all have different cultures and we all are different, but we are all human and we should respect that.
And now we're going to play an interview that Mr. Kessel, and he is Native American, so we decided to interview him.
This is a chat with Mrs. Burns' third grade.
And we're here with Ms. Cosper, our art teacher, and we're going to ask her a few questions about her culture.
What are some holidays that you celebrate in Ukraine?
Well, we celebrate a number of holidays, and our holidays go back almost more than 2,000 years. So in the year 988, we started celebrating Christmas and Easter. And before that, we celebrated the coming of spring and the coming of winter. And then those two holidays combined. So we have a lot of very interesting traditions for both of those holidays. At Easter time, we paint beautiful Easter eggs. And we use wax and we use homemade dyes. So we make our own dyes out of onions and beets and different fruits and vegetables. And at Christmas, we have our very special meal on Christmas Eve, and we eat 12 different things, 12 different courses. And there has to be something from the orchard, from the garden, from the fields, from the forest, from the sky, and something that grows like underground, because we eat cabbage that grows above ground, but we eat beets that are underground, and from the sky we get our honey, and from the rivers we get our fish. And so those are just two of the holidays we celebrate.
And that was actually our art teacher, Ms. Cosper. But now Arabelle's going to talk about
the Philippines.
The Filipino culture.
I'm first going to talk about the languages they speak, but I can't name them all, so I'm just going to say there are 175 estimated languages spoken in the Philippines. And these are some facts that I found. The Philippines has the highest rate of discovery of new animal species, with 16 new species of mammals discovered just in the last 10 years. And I'm going to talk about their religion. The majority of Filipino people practice the Christian religion.
Okay, and we're going to play Mr. Kessel's interview, which is my dad. And we interviewed him, and we're going to play it.
This is the chat with Mrs. Burns' third grade, and we have a few questions for you.
powwows have you gone to?
Well, I've been to a lot of powwows. I can't really remember how many, but my first powwow, my grandma brought me to when I was little.
Cool.
Maybe 5 or 6.
Cool. What tribe are you in?
What
tribe are you in?
Our family is we're Lakota.
Lakota. Cool. Lakota.
And we forgot to, you're Native American, right?
Yes. We're lots of different things, and one of those things is Native American, and our tribe is Lakota.
Cool.
Ooh, okay. So thanks for letting us interview you.
These are some more facts about the Philippines. The Philippine eagle, or monkey-eating eagle, is the largest of all eagles and was declared the national bird of the Philippines in 1985. Jellyfish Lake in the Philippines contains more than 13 million jellyfish. Now I'm going to talk about where they work. Over 11 million Filipinos work overseas, which constitutes about 11% of the entire population of the Philippines. Filipinos are the second largest Asian American group in the United States, next to the Chinese.
And now I'm going to play some Ukrainian village music.
And
it's from the Ukraine culture.
Ей, хлопці, ану заграйте, грайте!
So that's all we have for today, and we'll see you next time.
Bye! Bye.